The best thing about following Jesus is that he gives us life to the full. In fact, that's what he said to his friends. You can read it in John chapter 10. I have come so that they might have life, and life to the full. And through his death on the cross on Good Friday and his resurrection 2 days later, Jesus made it possible for us to have life to the full. The problem is, a lot of the time we're so busy making our lives full that we never stop to ask whether we've got life to the full. So what does it mean? What does it mean to have life to the full? I'm going to give you my definition in two words, and then I want to tell you two stories to try and explain what I mean. I would say that life to the full means purpose and freedom. Jesus came to set us free, to be the people that we were created to be, and to give our lives purpose. And I think that purpose is something we all long for. Deep inside us, I think we long to live a life that counts for something. We want to make a difference to the world around us. Ricardo Isaacson dos Santos Leite grew up in Sao Paulo in Brazil. And from a very young age, there were two things that he loved. Playing football was one of them, and Jesus was the other, because he was a committed Christian. But he longed to play football for Sao Paulo, and maybe even one day to play for Brazil. And then when he was 18 years old, he suffered a terrible accident in a swimming pool, and his neck was broken. And for a while, he didn't even know whether he'd be able to walk again, never mind play football. And lying there in hospital, he prayed that he would recover and that he would be able to follow that dream. Well, fast forward a little, and that's exactly what happened. Within a year, he had recovered and was playing his first game for Sao Paulo FC. Within 2 years, he was playing for his country. And by the age of 25, he won the FIFA World Player of the Year. That's basically, he was voted the best football player in the entire world that year. And then soon after, he transferred to Real Madrid for a transfer fee of 67 million euros, which at the time was the second highest fee that had ever been paid for a footballer. If you're into football, you probably don't know him as Ricardo Isaacson dos Santos Leite. You probably know him as Kaká. That's the nickname that he's always gone by. By his mid-20s, he had achieved everything he dreamed of. He was literally the best in the world. And of course, with all that fame came crazy amounts of money as well. But he would tell you that that is not life to the full. He sees football as a gift from God, but he also says that there are far more important things in life. He once said that God is less interested in Kaká the football player and more interested in Ricardo the person that he is. He realized that his God-given purpose in life wasn't about becoming the best footballer, it was about living a life that counts. And so alongside his football, he started campaigning and giving to charities that work to bring food to people in poverty. He became the youngest ever ambassador of the UN World Food Programme. You see, God is at work in the world that he made, bringing healing to the sick and hope to the hurting and dignity to those who society casts to one side. And Jesus' invitation to us is to be part of what God is doing on earth. Now that is a sense of purpose that I could get behind. How about you? I'd like to tell you about somebody else. And this time it's not somebody famous, he's a friend of mine. And his name is Colin. He grew up in Stockport near Manchester and came from a background that he would describe as tough. And what that meant for Colin was that as a teenager, he became a heavy drinker and a regular drug user, and actually a very violent man. He spent some time in the army and then spent some time in military prison. And back in civilian life, he became a heroin addict and a career criminal. A career that eventually led to him being sent to prison for quite a number of years. And he would be the first to tell you that he was a man who needed to be set free, and that his prison cell wasn't the thing that he most needed to be set free from. But while he was in prison, he had an encounter with Jesus, and it changed his life. He got baptized in a prison chapel service in a wheelie bin full of water, because that was all they could do in prison. And he asked God to start changing him on the inside. He asked God to set him free. Fast forward a little, and Colin got released from prison, and he was no longer trapped in that drug addiction. And I first met him when we were both at Bible college training. And for me, I was training to do what I do now. But for Colin, God had a different plan in mind. And God took Colin to South Africa, where in one of life's beautiful ironies, he met and married the daughter of the local chief of police. And then Colin set up and still runs an internationally recognised drug rehab centre there in South Africa. And within that centre, he brings together traditional therapy and a belief that it's the power of God that really transforms lives and sets people free. And through that rehab centre, they have seen hundreds and hundreds of addicts walking out of addiction and into their own life of freedom. Purpose and freedom. And when Jesus died and then rose from the dead, he made that kind of life possible for you and for me. The Bible describes it like this. In Colossians 2, it says, he forgave us all our sins. He wiped out what the law said that we owed. The law stood against us. It judged us. But he has taken it away and nailed it to the cross. And this Easter, I want to invite you to find that kind of life for yourself. Purpose and freedom. Not only that, but forgiveness and adoption into God's family too. That's what God offers us in Jesus. But you know, we have to make a decision. We actually have to say yes. The other thing that Kaka is famous for is wearing a t-shirt that says, I belong to Jesus. And that's the decision. It's kind of an all or nothing thing. But it is the best decision that you will ever make. A life of purpose and freedom and forgiveness and being a child of God. And if you want to say yes to that, then pray this prayer with me. Let's pray together. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, and that you made me, and that you love me. Thank you that you died for my sins, and that you rose again so that I could be free. I want to invite you, Lord Jesus, to be the Lord of my life. I choose to live for you. Please would you fill me with your Holy Spirit and lead me into a life of purpose and freedom. Amen. If you've just prayed that prayer for the first time, then you've started a brand new life today. You've joined a brand new family today. You've gained a brand new identity today as a child of God. And in a couple of moments, what we're going to do is we're going to take communion together. And that's when we eat some bread and drink some wine or juice to celebrate and remember what Jesus has done for us. And if you've prayed that prayer today for the first time, then I really want to encourage you to join in with that, because it will have a meaning for you today that it has never had before. And the other thing I really want to encourage you to do, if you've prayed that prayer for the first time, drop us a line. We'd love to know, we'd love to pray for you, and we'd love to just stay in touch with you. But do let us know, because you have made the most remarkable decision, and it will affect the rest of your life.